Blog Talk Radio.
Like Miami Vice on a cool night. It's The Informant on the Radio PI Network with me, your host, licensed investigator Will Z. PI. Exposing the men behind the curtain, reproving the New World Order, fighting a spiritual cartel, seeking truth, justice, liberty, and the American way, will bring you beyond the conspiracy to an investigation of the times.
I'm just an average man with an average life. I work from 9 to 5, hell, I pay the price. All I want is to be left alone in my average home. But why do I always feel like I'm in the twilight zone? And I always feel like somebody's watching me, and I have no problem. Oh, I always feel like somebody's watching me. Tell me, is it just a dream? When I come home at night.
Thanks for tuning in, folks, to The Informant here on Blog Talk Radio and iTunes. I'm your host, Will Z. P.I. As always, we're broadcasting live from the Gulf of Mexico. And it is Thursday, 29th of December, in the wee hours of the morning, 0200. Tonight's show topic is catfishing and other online deceptions. But first, I just want to say, back in 2012, I started doing these shows pertaining to current events and getting the truth, getting the bottom of things, getting the truth out there. I'd find news reports and discuss that and all. And since last year, I changed the format towards my profession as a private investigator. So if you're interested, check out my archives, all the previous shows there. And tonight, we're going to be discussing catfishing. Oh, what? Got one. Reel him in. Yep, reel him in. The old catfish. Yes, we're going to discuss catfishing and what is that and how long it's been around and all that stuff. So let's get into this, folks. Got some valuable information here. So in the recent times, many of us just don't have the time to get out as often as we'd like to meet that special someone. And these days, most people use the internet to seek that mate or companion that have the same views and interests, and much like shopping from home. But how do you know that's the person that you decide may be the one for you? And are they truly who they are? Are they say who they is? We're going to find that out. Unfortunately, some of us use the social media as an opportunity to deceive and harm and victimize others in an attempt to further their own interest. And again, folks, there's one coming in right now. I think you got him on. Oh, it's catfishing. Whoa, got a big one there. So what is catfishing? Let's talk about that. For those of you who are not familiar with the term catfishing, let's look to the Urban Dictionary, as any good investigator would. It defines the catfishing as a phenomenon of the internet, predators that fabricate online identities and entire social circles to trick people into emotional or romantic relationships over a long period of time. A catfisher is someone who pretends to be someone that they're not. And they do this by using the social medias, the Facebooks, the Twitters. They create these false identities. They do this most of the time to persuade people. They're deceiving them. It's usually involving an online romance. And catfishing became a popular term. It was being used as a title for a 2010 documentary called Catfish. And the movie's success then led to an MTV series, which, MTV's not what it used to be. and they may not even be around for another year. But this documentary focused significantly on the different cases of catfishing around the country. The documentary and the series raised public awareness of the reality of catfishing and just how easy scammers could deceive others by creating these fake internet profiles. And there's so many scams these days, just like the IRS scams. You could check out Ownage Pranks on YouTube. You know, or the guy calls you up like he's from the IRS. First of all, the IRS will never call you. That's a different subject. But check that out, Ownage Pranks. They get one over on those guys trying to rip good, honest people off. But catfishing hit the spotlight when a Notre Dame football player, Manti Te'o, publicly fell victim to a catfishing scheme, gaining the public's attention. So, how do these catfishers create a fake profile in the first place? Usually the catfisher begins by locating a desirable victim. Usually, you know, it's one with good looks, a lucrative profession, and admirable personality, good sense of humor, appealing persona. Yeah, don't get any ideas here, folks. But this has public profiles over multiple media platforms. Since the victim's information is public, the catfisher can then gain access to the victim's personal information, their photographs, everything, folks. They can easily duplicate their information to create a phony, stolen profile. It literally takes minutes to do this. Using the victim's information, the catfisher can choose whatever dating site or platform they desire to begin connecting with people. And many of these relationships they establish are long-term. These things can go on for years. They create strong emotional bonds with their victims, often preying upon individuals who have suffered a recent loss or they appear needy. Usually, you know, the teens and the young adults are the ones that are often targeted due to their ages. They're very vulnerable. Also, these elderly widows, we're going to hear a story about that later in the show. And they fall victim to many of these scammers for various reasons. So keep in mind that in a catfishing scam, there's two victims. The person who is actually being scammed into believing that they are interacting with someone whom they're not, and the victim whose identity, their photos, and their personal information was stolen. We're going to listen to a clip containing an audio regarding a catfishing story of a young woman from Southwest Florida right here in my stomping grounds of the Gulf of Mexico. Her photos and identity were unknowingly used online. Listen to this news clip.
Now at 11, a Team 6 investigation into the other side of catfishing. I think they did kind of fall in love with this person, this persona that was supposed to be me, and they got hurt. A South Florida woman says her pictures were being used online to lure men and steal their money. A recent study shows more than half of people who search for love online admit they lie to make themselves more appealing.
And it's usually about weight or height, little white lies. But there are others that are much more dangerous.
Team 6 investigator Miriam Masihi takes a deeper look into catfishing.
Notre Dame football star Manti Te'o was thrust into the spotlight in January of this year when he said he was the victim of a hoax known as catfishing.
Catfishing is someone changing their identity, if you will, online, on Facebook, Twitter, any type of social media.
Te'o said he fell in love with a woman he met online only to find out it was all an internet dating hoax. Renaya Tuasasopo had created a fake profile using a picture of an unsuspecting woman and carried it out.
There's a lot that needs to be said. So.
James Harris knows why people get caught up in catfishing. He was featured in the MTV reality show Catfish after establishing an online relationship with someone while pretending to be a model called Jamari Vandekamp.
I mean, online you can be who you want to be.
But James is not a model. He's a bus driver who was convicted of stealing a transit bus in 2008. He served time in jail, and although he later got his convictions overturned, he says he felt creating an online persona would give him a fair chance in the dating scene.
I always had the alter ego, and given my past and what I went through, I wanted to change from James. I wanted to change out who I was, you know, because I wanted to hide from everything that I went through.
When you look at the psychological part of catfishing, it goes down to that basic need of being accepted.
Seeking acceptance is one thing, but the Postal Service says there are a growing number of people who take on fake identities to steal victims' money.
As soon as it comes to money, that's where I would end the conversation right there.
Nikki Moustaki unknowingly became the bait for an online dating scam. Her pictures were used by a scam artist to lure unsuspecting men.
I initially got a Facebook message from a guy in Mexico City saying that someone was using my pictures and my name and all of my information, my persona, on a website to pretend like they're me and get money out of people.
The scam artists have taken Nikki's information, what she does for a living, her hobbies, and pictures from Facebook, and set up a profile on a dating website under the names Nikki Moose and Hot Summer. There, he or she established a relationship with at least two men, including an airline pilot from Dubai, who prefers not to be identified.
All the stuff I wrote regarding my life, regarding my past, the divorce, and the kids, and the problems I have, she always had an answer. She always had something nice to say.
Officials say that is part of a grooming stage to gain the victim's trust. In this case, after a long grooming process, Nikki's imposter asked the pilot for a loan, saying he would get it right back, even replicating a bank website to make the pilot believe he had access to the scam artist's account. It worked. The pilot wired $1,300 and soon after realized he had been scammed.
Once you hit send on that money, whether it be a money transfer company or something like that, it's very, very difficult to get it back. It's gone pretty much.
According to the Internet Crime Complaint Center, which is a partnership between the FBI and the National White Collar Crime Center, in 2011, 5,600 people became victims of romance scams, as the feds call it. Those victims lost $50 million. That's an average loss of $8,900 per victim, a number that has doubled over the last decade.
I think they did kind of fall in love with this person, this persona that was supposed to be me, and they got hurt, you know, and they lost money and they're heartbroken. The fact that they're taking other people's personas is extremely wrong.
So how do you protect yourself when you meet people on sites that look like this? The Better Business Bureau has some catfishing warning signs. They say, watch out if the person only communicates through email, instant message, or cell phone, if they are never able to meet you in person, if they say their career involves traveling a lot, or if they say they have a sudden emergency and need money. For the Team 6 investigators, Miriam Masihi, NBC 6, South Florida.
Now, as for the pilot mentioned in Miriam's story, he never got his money back.
We also tried finding the person who actually signed for the cash the day it was wired, but we were unable to contact that person.
And Miriam's investigation is the topic of tonight's Shout Out on 6. We asked, have you ever lied while dating online? And here are the results of our interactive survey so far. 34% say yes, they have lied online, while a majority, hopefully they're telling the truth, 66% say no, they haven't.
Amazing, isn't it? So why do these catfishers fish? Now, what's their intent? Well, their purposes may vary, but many times the intent is to create another version of themselves, perhaps a more appealing version in order to escape from reality. You know, online, a person can pretend to be whoever they want to be. They may deceive another person due to loneliness or boredom, curiosity, or to seek revenge against another person, or sometimes they're, like you heard in the news, there for criminal purposes, or the means to extort money by playing upon an unsuspecting person's emotions. But keep in mind, some of these online communications may last for years, and trust is developed. Many, many stories of victims of catfishing can be found online where they attest to several emotional scarring. And many have lost thousands of dollars, like we just heard there in the news clip, folks. And these are just common con artists. The monies are typically never recovered, and it's just, it's a tragedy. Folks, I'm going to take a quick break. When I return, we're going to hear of a woman from Pinellas County, Florida. You're going to hear her story, and we'll be right back. You're tuned in to The Informant. Stand by.
Author of True Spiritual Warfare and Paranormal Activity, book 220 Fifth Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face-to-face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out.
Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th is the 254th day from the beginning of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11.
And then you call some practice numerology. They worship the stars and use astrology. Predict the future, worship of the beast. Sacrifice innocent lives of ours. Increase their great geometry. They worship a tree. Bow down in front of bottles and pray with prayer and peace. They will cause they believe with the psychic.
That's Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
He's getting it real bad with brown hair. Prepare the commission of care. The Bohemian Grove. And boy, people go there. They conspire. And make secrets they won't share. They
Some walk by night. Some fly by day.
Hey, folks. Will ZPI here. When you need answers to important questions.
Is he cheating? Why is he always guarding his phone? Whose number is this? He was supposed to be home 2 hours ago.
When you need the help of licensed professionals at W&W Solutions.
Specializing in infidelity, insurance fraud, skip traces, telephone numbers, welfare checks, missing persons, and even computer forensics.
Our licensed investigators can help you in the Southwest Florida area. Visit www.willzpi.com for more information regarding our private investigation services. That's willzpi.com, license number 828-00088.
Why not find out today?
And we are back. You are listening to The Informant. I'm your host, Will ZPI, and we're discussing catfishing and other scams. And I've got another clip here from a Pinellas County, an elderly woman from Pinellas County, Florida, with her story. And it's just amazing, folks. You got to listen to this.
So how far would you go for love? A Palm Harbor woman sold her home and gave nearly $200,000 to a man she met online. Deputies say it was all a scam. Fox 13's Evan Lambert spoke to that woman tonight. You know, Evan, people always ask the same question after something like this, which is, how did she fall for it?
Catherine Short says she thought she was in love, and she's just so trusting, she couldn't let herself think the worst. She's telling her story to prevent others from falling victim to scams like this.
He said he was a widow, and that he lost his wife, and he was looking for someone to build another life with.
Roped in by the promise of another shot at love, 71-year-old Catherine Short says her relationship with a man she met on ChristianMingle.com left her nearly penniless.
I am financially ruined.
Short says it started with the man asking for her to buy him expensive electronics. She trusted him so much, she didn't think twice about sending phones and computers to the man's friends in Africa. Then, after months talking online, the man asked for large sums of money directly.
$185,000 in total. That's with shipping costs and with I sold my house in Largo and sent every penny of it to him because he said he had a hospital bill in Panama.
It's hard to imagine Catherine or anyone would fall for this. But Pinellas County Sheriff's Office Financial Crimes Supervisor, Sergeant John Spohr, says time and time again, people do. And even more troubling, the scammers are rarely caught.
Statistically, in these types of scams, you know, we have a low rate of, you know, identifying the suspect. It's very, very difficult.
Deputies haven't had any luck IDing the man who stole from Catherine. So far, she hasn't recovered any of the money she believes she was loaning to the scammer.
I don't want somebody to go through what I'm going through.
Which is?
Which is a nightmare.
And the Pinellas Sheriff's Office is kicking off Fraud Awareness Week on Monday.
So, how can you protect yourself and your loved ones against catfishers and scam artists? Well, take it from a PI. I've got some information here for you. If you seem to hit it off with someone online and feel that the relationship is progressing, try to find out as much about this individual as possible. I would then suggest utilizing the services of a private investigator like myself to perform a thorough background check on this individual in order to protect the interest of you, your loved ones. You got to be certain that this individual is truly the person that they claim to be. You could secure your personal social media accounts through the settings to prevent those who just don't know you and getting this personal information about you, obtaining your photos. You could talk to your kids, your teens especially, about the risk and dangers of divulging this information to people, strangers. And in January of 2013, a Florida sting operation termed Operation Cardea was leading to 50 arrests. These were all men. And it's a perfect example why the lines of communication need to remain open between parents and children. Check my last show out. Archives, it's in iTunes or here on Blog Talk Radio. I get into some of this stuff too. Well, see, these sexual predators target children online. You know, we've all seen the CNBC catch a predator and things like that. But they pose as teens, other teens, when, you know, in reality, you know, on this sting operation where the 50 guys were arrested, these were teachers. These were businessmen, other students, tourists here in Florida. Ages were ranging from age 19 to 60. And that was that news came out of the Huffington Post. So you can check that out if you want. And just recently here in December in Polk County, Florida, there was 114 arrested during a six-day sting. And that was Operation Not So Silent Night, which focused on those who advertised prostitution services online and human trafficking. Some of these arrests involve persons attempting to solicit sex from persons who they believe to be minors. The predators are out there, folks. We need to educate our children regarding safe online practices. And if you choose to go onto an online dating site, be leery of persons who begin to profess their love early in the relationship. Ask if they're communicating with others. You know, ask as many questions as you can. You know, red flag should go up if a person immediately attempts to direct conversations from the dating site onto their email or preferred a text message. You know, they are aware that an IP address is known on that dating site, by the way. You may also notice inconsistencies in these scammers' stories regarding their personal lives or their information or photos that may be inconsistent on different social media accounts. So check them out. You know, you yourself play a little PI there and see what you can find out on them. If it's somebody honest, they're going to have pretty much consistency across the board. Anything different, that would drop a red flag to me. You know, a catfisher may converse with you online for you know, long period of time. They may make excuses why they can't meet you in person. Or they may say there's an unexpected emergency that comes up. They'll cancel plans at the last minute. They may be difficult to reach frequently if you're trying to call them or contact them, whatever. They'll claim their phone's out of service or out of the service area. Their webcam is broken or whatever excuse. If you keep hearing the same thing over and over, chances are you might want to be careful with the person you're dealing with. You know, if a person does agree to meet you in person, be sure, you know, meet them in a public place, you know, a restaurant. Inform a friend or family member, you know, what's going on, where you're going to be at. You know, agree to check in with them in intervals. You know, if your date's at 7 p.m., say, look, I'm going to call you at, you know, when I get there, I'm going to call you again in an hour. You know, especially if you're a woman and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going up. I covered the David Politis missing 411 stuff in the last show. And it's scary times we're living in, unfortunately. You know, a scammer may often claim that they travel abroad, and they often have this work-related purpose why they're doing these things. So look for these red flags. You know, also, if they're asking for money, if they say, wire me some money, chances are that's a scam. Or if they say they got medical problems or an emergency situation, remember, you don't know this person, and if they're pulling this right away, something's not right. We'll be right back, folks. You are tuned in to The Informant. Stand by and take a quick break. When I return, I've got more catfish warning signs that you don't want to miss. You're listening to The Informant.
Author of True Spiritual Warfare and Paranormal Activity, book 220 Fifth Street, Patrick Meekin. He's just released the prequel, Nightmare in Holmes County. This controversial book will bring you face to face with the reality of spiritual warfare and expose hidden secrets that the forces of darkness use to control and destroy people's lives. Nightmare in Holmes County, available now on Amazon. Check it out.
Hey folks, Will ZPI inviting you to check out Christian rapper Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
My video, no coincidence. I'm Ninja Scroll. Peace out.
September 11th is the 254th day from the beginning of the year. 2 plus 5 plus 4 equals 11.
Numerology, they worship the stars and use astrology. Predict the future, worship of the beast, sacrifice innocent lives of ours. Increase, decrease, geometry, and worship a tree. Bow down in front of bottles and break with prayer and peace. Have a cross and believe
with the psychic. And that's Ninja Scroll on the official ninjascroll.webs.com.
Getting it real bad with brown hair, prepare the commission of care, the Bohemian growth. And boy, if people go there, they conspire.
Folks, Will ZPI here. When you need answers to important questions.
Is he cheating? Why is he always guarding his phone? Whose number is this? He was supposed to be home 2 hours ago.
When you need the help of licensed professionals at W&W Solutions.
Specializing in infidelity, insurance fraud, skip traces, telephone numbers, welfare checks, missing persons, and even computer forensics.
Our licensed investigators can help you in the Southwest Florida area. Visit www.willzpi.com for more information regarding our private investigation services. That's willzpi.com, license number 828-00088.
Why not find out today?
Hey everyone, thanks for stopping by today.
I wanted to go over some warning signs on this whole catfishing. This thing has gotten huge over here. Well, probably everywhere on the planet, but here especially in the United States and California. So I wanted to go over a few warning signs today to help you guys out. And then I'm going to share a little story with you as well toward the end of the video. One of the warning signs is that once you start chatting with someone and they kind of start professing their love for you right away or how much they care about you, or they really don't want you to talk to anybody else and they kind of want you to get off the site and they want to talk to you through messaging or the telephone or your email, that is a definite warning sign right there. Now, when you're meeting someone on the website, it's logical just to really get to chat with them and get to know who they are, a little bit of them first. It's okay to go to email, but they're trying to get you off the site for a reason, because they know that through the website that all of their messages can be tracked through their IP. Another warning sign is that their Facebook profile or anything else that they've created is not consistent with what they're saying to you. So the guy may screw up and say, oh, well, you know, I have dark hair and I have green eyes, but then on his Facebook page, it could be totally different. Or if he says, oh, I'm in the military, but then he screwed up and the profile he created just does not match. They start to really gain your trust, and then they start to ask you for money. They may come up with some elaborate scheme, like there's some kind of an emergency or something crazy. Just doesn't make any sense. A lot of times, people do fall victim to sending money. Do not send money. Don't. When you don't send money, sometimes their calls and their messages become very desperate. You can tell something is going on here because they're really just getting forceful. They're getting desperate. Like, I need the money. I need it now. You have to go wire me the money. Now, what is the urgency? What possibly could be happening that they need money? They don't even know you. How many other people are they doing this to? Red flag. Now, if they also said that they were going to meet you and all of a sudden you're not following the rules, you're not sending them money, you're not always there when they call you, and then they get more desperate and they get angry with you, that is a red flag to look for. People should not be getting angry or having negative attitudes. A romance is supposed to be fun, happy, loving, caring, and especially honesty. So those are another thing. It's another thing to look for. Now remember that when you are chatting with a possible love interest, your emotions are right there on the edge. You're wanting something. You're desiring something. You're wanting this man to like you. You want to like this man, and you're hoping that everything he says is real. So remember, you're thinking with emotion. Sometimes you have to step back a little bit, and you have to put yourself kind of in a different situation so that you can really look at this with your head clear. If you decide that you are going to meet somebody in person, I don't care how long it is you've chatted with them or talked with them, you make sure that you tell a family member or friends that you trust where you're going. Now, I personally suggest that you check in with them or they check in with you, you know, every 30 minutes or so throughout the evening. You just want to go to dinner, go to a public place, someplace that they're going to know you're going to be at so they can follow up with you. You don't want to go to the guy's house or his apartment. That's just another thing that you guys got to keep in mind to make sure that you protect yourself. Now, if you think you have been scammed from any site, remember, it doesn't mean that the dating site is bad. It just means that the people that are utilizing the service are trying to scam people, or they're trying to get your identity to do the identity theft on you and steal your identity and open credit cards, bank accounts, things like that. You're going to be very careful about this. You have to report this immediately if you think this is happening. Is something else? Sometimes, well, actually a lot of people have been victim to this, of receiving an email which is asking for your bank information. They're saying that you want a lot of money, or there's a king from another country that's going to send you millions of dollars. You know that that's not real. You know that that is fraud, okay? That's something you have to report right away. And a lot of people with computer knowledge know that you can track IP addresses as well and find out where their location is, which brings me to my story. Now, there was a couple years ago online that I was chatting with somebody from Los Angeles, California. Well, what happened was I think we were talking for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and he said he wanted to meet. And I says, well, I guess we could do that. I guess we could go to a restaurant. And he says, well, he was thinking of some other place. I can't remember. And I says, no, I'm comfortable at this place. This is where I want to meet at. And he finally said, okay. And when it came to the day of doing this, then he contacted me. I can't remember if he emailed me or called me, but actually I think it was the email, because it was a way that I could not go back and forth in conversation with him. And he told me that he had to fly to London because he had business. There was an emergency. Now, right then and there, that gives you a red flag to think, wait a minute, what? We've been chatting for weeks and all of it. You never said anything about London. Now you said you have this business trip in London. You have an emergency out there. Okay. So by the time, I don't know, another week passes or so, I guess people think you're going to forget what happened. I thought I did like this guy. But what happened was he wrote me an email, and this was crazy. I wish I had this printed out for you guys that I could read it to you guys. He ended up telling me this elaborate story that someone broke in his hotel, stole his money, beat him up, and he ended up in the hospital, and he has a hospital bill. What's so funny about this is if you take maybe a paragraph of some kind of story they tell you and you Google search it, it actually will come up with lists upon lists upon lists of these what do they call, phone lists or whatever that they go by, these scripts. It's crazy. They've been made public. I don't know by who, but it's just crazy. And he was trying to tell me he needed all this money because he needed to get out of the hospital and pay his bill. And then he had a hotel bill, a hospital bill. And I said, well, I don't know. I'm very confused. I didn't know what was going on here. I was trying to stall him, trying to get him to talk about something. But he wouldn't. He got very persistent. He got really pissed. You know what? I told him, no, dude, I'm not sending you any money. He got so pissed at me and called me all sorts of names and called me a bitch and everything, and he just disappeared. Now, you know, that's okay. That's great. If they want to disappear, they're fake. It's a scam. It's fraud. They're not real. The second that they realize they can't get anything from you, they're going to take off. So you guys just keep that in mind. So, you know, I'm glad that I did not fall for this guy, and I know it's possible. You know what? I'm not saying anything bad about anybody who falls for someone online. I think the majority of us have done this. But it's good to really talk to someone and get to know them, and, you know, then you make a clear-headed decision. Just don't rush into anything, you guys. Now, I'm going to try to find some links regarding scamming and phishing and identity theft and put them underneath the video. But I'm trying to help, or hope that this is informative for everybody. I don't want people getting scammed. I see these stories every day online that people are getting scammed, and it's so sad. People are losing their mortgages, and a lot of times you might think, oh, that's their fault. That's their fault for giving money. But you know what? A lot of people are lonely. A lot of people reach out to others, and guys play on this with women and vice versa. But where it may be a man looking for a girlfriend online, it could be like the opposite. The guy from somewhere else could be taking someone's identity and actually trying to trick this man into thinking that, you know, oh, she's a princess from some other country, you know, and she wants money and presents and jewelry. It's just a scam, you guys. Just don't fall for it. So that's really what I wanted to share today. So until next time, you guys have a great week, and I will see you next week.
Well, there you have it, catfishing. And as we come to a close of this episode of The Informant, I would like to emphasize that respectable dating sites continue to be a great way to meet that person with common interest, and people are often successful in finding that someone special on different dating sites. But just keep in mind, as with anything, there's usually a flip side. Try not to let your emotions interfere with your safety or your livelihood. And until next time, this is Will ZPI. I'm going to leave you with the catfish rap. Check it out. Subscribe to the network, folks.
Yo, Muhammad Abdulrahman in the booth. Hitting you with the truth. I'm hitting you with a topic on this internet that got me heated. About this. Catfish. Pretending something that you're not. So, yo, enjoy. My pain is your laughter. Learn from me about this catfish. About this catfish. Won't call, won't Skype. Catfish. Won't meet, only type. Catfish. Three Facebook, two pics. Catfish. 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 Won't call, won't Skype. Catfish. Three Facebook, two pics. Won't meet, only types. Catfish. 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 Black fish. One fish. Two fish. Red fish. Blue fish. Talking about this thing. Catfish. Tinder, hot or not. Oh, I forgot. Okay, Cupid, listen, stupid. If she look like this, that ain't what she look like. She a catfish. Catfish. Won't meet, won't like. Catfish. Won't call you on a Skype. Catfish. And if she look like this, she a catfish. A catfish. Won't call, won't Skype. Catfish. Three Facebook, two likes. Catfish. Won't meet, only types. Catfish. Catfish. Oh, come on. Yo, Muhammad Abdulrahman in the booth. Hitting you with the truth. I'm hitting you with a topic on this internet that got me heated.